Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Roman Show. I am Rodolph Roman, your host. This is the episode for the week of December 6, 2015. On this episode, we welcome Yoel Romero, who fights Ronaldo Sosa for the number one contender spot for the middleweight title at UFC 194, which takes place this Saturday, December 12th, live on pay-per-view. Plus, we preview UFC 194 and its main event, Ronda Rousey comments after losing her title. In Reality Check, we talk the TLC pay-per-view, Charlotte turning heel, and many have stepped up to be the first to welcome CM Punk inside the octagon. Who do we think it is? We'll let you know, or who we think it's going to be. Plus, major news, where you can watch a live-to-tape edition of The Roman Show interviewing some of well-known professional wrestlers. The Roman Show starts right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the bank.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go.
Five.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Go.
We're going. Light.
GNC.
We're going.
Telling you.
Go.
Control. FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of The Roman Show. If you haven't done so yet, head on over to our website, theromanshow.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201, where you can see an exclusive interview with Jay Cutler, Mr. Olympia four times. I stand up actually with him one-on-one to talk about the world of bodybuilding, his experience competing for several times, the future and the current status of the sport. Check that out right now on our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. Well, we want to start off this episode by inviting everyone listening, tuning in today, Thursday, December 10th, 2015. We want to welcome you, invite you to the Miccosukee Resort and Casino located at Miccosukee Resort and Gaming, 500 Southwest 177th Avenue in Miami, Florida. Why are we inviting you? Well, because we are going to be hosting a meet and greet with the Nasty Boys, well, one half of the Nasty Boys, Brian Knobbs and Jimmy Hart. We all know Jimmy Hart. He was on the WWE. He's been a manager for so many tag teams, including the Nasty Boys, actually. The Hulkamaniacs with Hogan and Macho Man and so many more. A Hall of Famer, Jimmy Hart, and also a singer, believe it or not. He will join us along with Brian Knobbs. And, of course, this is all possible because the legend of wrestling is making their way to South Florida on January 23rd, 2016 at the same venue at the Miccosukee Resort and Gaming with an amazing card that's going to feature a meet and greet with the likes of Bill Goldberg, WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley, TNA's Kurt Angle, and many more, and at an affordable price. Tickets start at $35. We are going to talk to Knobbs and Hart, who are going to share some more information about this great event happening January 23rd. In fact, that's the weekend of Royal Rumble. So what better way of celebrating that Royal Rumble weekend with right here in Miami, Florida. You don't have to travel anywhere and watch the Legends of Wrestling. And you got Royal Rumble. You can catch it live on the WWE Network for $9.99. You can't beat that. And you're going to get to meet all these great legends. Kurt Angle, Bill Goldberg, the list goes on and on. Find out more information on our social media accounts on Twitter at The Roman Show. Like us on our fan page, that's Roman Show Media, Roman Show Media on our fan page on Facebook, and our website, theromanshow.com, theromanshow.com, to find out more details. Please, we invite you, we want you to come out, we want you to interact with Knobbs and Hart. You're going to see a live tape interview podcast, and you're going to be a part of it. Come out January December 10th, 2015, this Thursday at the Mikisuki Resort and Casino.
And now, it's time to give you a reality check.
Are you serious?
Well, it's really, George, must you interrupt? We're about to start reality check.
That's what makes reality check reality check, the fact that I go on the fly for everything, okay?
I guess so. All right, well, enough of going on the fly. Let's talk about pro wrestling. TLC is this weekend. Sheamus defends his title against Roman Reigns. And in my opinion, George, we all know that the ratings are down for Monday Night Raw. They tried to somewhat hype it at the end of Monday Night Raw. And the only thing that I got from that promo was Tater Tot. That's the only thing that I really got that I thought was pretty funny. But other than that, this pay-per-view really seems like a snoozer. No offense. The only thing, honestly, that I want to see is the Dudley Boys, Rhino, and Tommy Dreamer versus the Wyatt family. I don't know about you, George. But that's what I'm particularly looking forward to. What's your opinion on this pay-per-view?
Again, I have to say, no offense to WWE, but you dropped the ball again. Because introducing Rhino, and the crowd reaction should tell you all of what they thought when it comes to that, you know, about the announcement of Rhino. Nobody cared. No one cared when Rhino came out, and I feel bad for the guy because he's an amazing athlete, but people expect it to be something else. I don't know. They maybe wanted to be surprised. Maybe their expectations were a little high, but, you know, Rhino was not going to suit people's needs, you know, especially for a go-home episode, the episode before, you know, your major pay-per-view. Like,
it was kind of staggering there. Many people expected, like you said, who knows what. But honestly, maybe a Spike Dudley would have made a slight difference. But I think the problem is, George, that this is a new generation. You know, no offense to you and I, we are getting a little older here. And yes, we were a fan of the ECW. But the new generation might not have a clue who the heck Rhino is. And when you bring a person like Rhino, I understand they're trying to mix in the old and the new crowd, but at the same time, why not give him something fresh? Why not give him a new blood that can join the Dudley Boys, someone with that whole extreme persona, and they can bring it into the table?
Well, to be honest with you, I feel like they could have satisfied the fans with someone like an ECW. Because when you really think about ECW original, Rhino is not an ECW original. And the key word there is original. Okay? Yeah, Rob. Exactly. RVD would have been a great option. You know, another option, the Sandman. Another option, Sabu. You know, all these people that even have a history with Tommy Dreamer, it would have made sense. What does Rhino have anything to do with being an ECW original? Again, he was part of ECW, but he was not a original, and very, you know, very high note on that term original. Now,
he came in towards the, I would say, midway till when ECW was getting picked up. He's not like a guy that was like a star power, to be honest.
Exactly. And speaking about ECW, God bless, you know, one of the ECW originals, Hack Myers, for passing away at the age of 41. Yep. So rest in peace, Hack. You know, as a matter of fact, you and I watched him a couple times here in South Florida when he wrestled for the Independence.
Great, great man, and God bless us. So, well, let's move forward now. Obviously, these ratings have been the topic of many fans of professional wrestling with WWE, but Brock Lesnar is set to possibly make his return in a few weeks, as he is more than likely to be part of the Royal Rumble some way, somehow, and obviously trying to get that boost leading into WrestleMania. Can Brock Lesnar make a change in this ratings debacle?
That's another great question. Can Brock Lesnar save the WWE at the point that it's in right now? My answer to that, no. Because they did all that they could so far with Brock Lesnar. They don't have star power right now on their roster for someone that could face, you know, go face to face with Brock. They already, you know, put him with the Taker, which personally I feel like that should have been saved for WrestleMania. You know, they already put him with Roman Reigns. They already put him with everyone. But this all goes back to the injury list. Look at the enormous size of injuries that are sidelined right now.
They're not capitalizing on this. Dean Ambrose should be up there. He should be a name that should really be pushed up. Not just Roman Reigns, which they've been wanting to push up, but obviously it just doesn't work. Why not focus on a guy like Dean Ambrose? Why not focus on a guy like Kevin Owens? I know he was out of action last week because he was sick. But Kevin Owens could be, if you really build him up, George, I think that him, pairing him up with Brock Lesnar would be a great matchup.
Kevin Owens, like, as a matter of fact, that's apparently one of the rumored matches for WrestleMania 32, Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar. Personally, me, in a realistic point of view, I don't know how that match can look realistic, because let's admit, you know, Kevin Owens looks like a little peanut compared to Brock Lesnar's size. But both of them are great professionals, and I'm sure they could come up with something.
All right, moving forward now, Charlotte, the Divas champion, taking on the footsteps of her father, Ric Flair, the Hall of Famer, turning or showing signs of becoming a heel. Do you like this side of Charlotte? I personally do. But obviously, she doesn't do it as good as her dad, right?
Listen, right now, the Divas division is what's holding up the WWE programming right now. Believe it or not, this is something you would have never heard from me like about a year ago or 2 years ago, but I'm saying it now. The Divas division is actually a lot more entertaining right now than the male division.
Agreed. And obviously this all comes down because all that action, all that hard work that they put in the NXT. And if you individuals who listen to the Roman Show have not seen the women's division in NXT, then please do so now, because that's what you're going to expect in the future when they head up to the main roster. But listen, I love Paige. I love Charlotte. I think they're doing a great job. And now with Charlotte turning heel and facing possibly now in the future along the road a Becky Lynch and maybe even a Sasha Banks. I know that Mick Foley, who was this close of giving up on Monday Night Raw, really wants Sasha Banks to be put up there. And let's face it, Sasha Banks is a badass. She really is the boss. So it's just a matter of time till she gets the spotlight in the Divas division.
Yep, and it's almost time. You know, I personally, if I had to ask who's going to be the next Divas champion, I would have to say my money would be on Sasha Banks right now.
Thought about that. And you know, one funny thing, Becky Lynch maybe could win it, but she never won it in NXT. Do you think they rushed her up a little bit too soon?
Maybe, I don't know. I feel like Becky Lynch, she's amazing for what she does. To me, she has what I call the Daniel Bryan syndrome. She's an amazing athlete, but she does not have a personality. And that's what happened to Daniel Bryan when he first was introduced to the WWE. He was an amazing athlete, just didn't have the personality until he finally came up with the Yes gimmick.
And that saved his life. But you know what? Speaking of Daniel Bryan, rumor has it, or actually he's gone and said on the record that he's training mixed martial arts. Could this be a stab at the WWE for not allowing him to wrestle? And Daniel Bryan apparently has been going out there, and listen, one thing that has never happened till this date, George, and that is there has been two former UFC or MMA guys fight in a professional wrestling ring, but you've never had two professional wrestlers or former professional wrestlers face each other off inside an octagon. Could it be Bryan versus Punk one day? Could it be Kurt Angle versus Shamrock one day? Think about it, George.
You're right. You're 100% right. That's never happened before. Dana White, I hope you're paying attention.
Come on, D. White, set something up. You know it's a good idea. And, well, I want to welcome everyone again. Just a reminder, Miccosukee Resort and Casino, we're going to be there with Brian Knobs and Jimmy Hart. We're going to have the live-to-tape of the Roman Show, which will air next week. So make sure you head out there starting at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 10th, 2015. You can meet and greet Jimmy Hart and Brian Knobs. And then, George, we're just going to get ready for that January 23rd event. Bill Goldberg, Kurt Angle, Chavo Guerrero. Who else do we have? Tyrus, formerly known as, the Funkasaurus. Who else do we have? We have such a long name of a list here that it's really overwhelming. Mick Foley. And rumor has it, Brian tells me that there's more people that are going to be added to this card. And this is just for the meet and greet. Then you have the matches themselves. Mr. Kennedy's another guy that's going to be part of the action.
Mr. Roman, you can't forget, the main star of the Roman Show, me. I'm going to be there. And, you get to have a chance to meet me, the host of Reality Check, alongside my assistant of Reality Check. Not you, Mr. Roman. You're my servant. I'm talking about my friend, my assistant, will be there along, making sure my table is clean, making sure my food is served. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I continue.
You had me going until obviously you're not that rich or you're not at the level yet because your phone is cutting in and out. But, George, we'll let you dream. We'll let you dream. But, yeah, you can come out and have some coffee and tea or drinks, whatever you want. George and I, Brian Knobs, Jimmy Hart. It's going to be a great time. Thursday, December 10th, 2015, starts at 7. We go live to tape at 8 p.m. We'll air this stuff next week. That pretty much wraps it up for Reality Check. We'll catch you right here next week. Guys, I know how hard it is to work year-round, day-long, week-long. Then you come home and you get all this other stress. Well, let Massages in Space take care of you. That's massagesinspace.com. Check them out. They are located in Miami. All you got to do is give them a buzz. And they'll treat your body right. And trust me, you'll walk out like brand new. Massagesinspace.com. Well, Yoel Romero has to get by Jacare Sosa to get a shot at the middleweight title. He tells us in a Spanish interview his thoughts on this make it or break it contender fight.
Bueno, vamos a hablar. Primeramente quisiera hablarte sobre la victoria que tuviste aquí en el sur de la Florida cuando derrotaste a, bueno, un peleador que próximamente va a estar en el Salón de la Fama de Leona Machida. ¿Cómo te sentiste con esa victoria que... Ese es uno para los libros, ¿no? De los récords.
Bueno, primero te diré que muy contento de haber tenido una victoria sobre un tremendísimo peleador como el otro. Y que se vio el trabajo que habíamos hecho, que nos salió muy bien, gracias a Dios, este antártico que se había utilizado para trabajar con él. Muy, muy contento, de verdad que sí.
¿Cree que esa victoria para ti, Joel, fue una de las mejores de tu carrera en este momento?
Bueno, te diría que sobre todo los peleadores que he tenido que enfrentar, yo te dejé el nombre. Entonces, por supuesto que para mí ha sido la victoria más sobresaliente. Ninguno de los peleadores que he peleado ha tenido el título de UFC. Y yo ya lo tuve ya en su cintura.
Bueno, Joel, y después de esa pelea, pues estabas emocionado y dijiste un comentario ahí que muchos pensaban que te referiste a la comunidad homosexual, ya que el día antes la Corte Suprema declaró legal el casamiento entre los gays. ¿Puedes aclarar eso? Porque hubo mucha confusión con eso.
No, ya, mira, no tengo que nada que aclarar, ya yo lo hablé, lo aclaré en su momento, y creo que agua pasada no molino, así que no creo que tenga que tocar el tema.
Claro, yo sé que te mencionaste pues cosas de la religión, ¿no? Porque tú eres una persona bien religiosa. ¿En qué forma ha jugado la religión en tu vida o ha cambiado tu vida y tu carrera personal y también en atléticamente?
Bueno, no soy religioso, ya que la Escritura y el Señor Jesucristo nos enseña que ser religioso lo que hace que el hombre sea esclavo, ¿no?
Uh-huh.
No soy religioso, lo que tengo es una relación con Dios, como la tiene un padre con un hijo. Eso es para dejar algunos puntos claros. Y pues sí, mi relación con Dios ha hecho que yo tenga un mayor enfoque en mi vida personal, no solamente en mi carrera de deportiva, sino también en mi vida personal, que pueda tener un hogar, que pueda transferir ese mismo amor que pueda transmitírselo a mis hijos, transmitírselo a mis vecinos, a mis compañeros, a todas las personas que me rodean.
Y Joel, después de ese comentario, dijo, creo, me imagino que era Dana White, que dijo que muchos de los peleadores no deben de mencionar a Dios después de su victoria. ¿Cuál es tu opinión sobre ese comentario?
Bueno, yo tuve la he tenido la posibilidad de volver a ver a Dana White en la red y competir con él, y dice que él no quiso tampoco decir eso. Que cada persona aquí tiene libre albedrío de decir lo que piensa y quiera, ¿entiendes? Todo lo que me dijo a mí. Simplemente que me lo digo como una forma de consejo, de que no empuje a las personas a creer en lo que yo creo. ¿Ya me entendiste? Fue lo que me quiso decir a mí. Que si yo quiero decir Dios es bueno, pues bueno que lo diga. Pero ahora que no incite a las personas a forzarlo a creer en lo que yo creo. Fue lo que me dijo, ¿verdad? Que me hizo que no, que es muy bueno que las personas puedan estar cerca de Dios, que no tiene nada en contra de las personas que creen en Dios, todo lo contrario, que eso hace muy bien a cualquier país, a cualquier comunidad.
Bueno, Joel, la verdad es que has tenido una carrera impresionante en la UFC, ¿no? Y ahora te pones a pelear contra Jacaré. ¿Después de esta victoria te han prometido que vas a coger una oportunidad al título de Chris Weidman o todavía no tienes una palabra oficial?
Sí, ya se está, ya me dijeron de que el ganador entre la pelea de Drew Rocco y Weidman enfrentaría entre el vencedor de Ronaldo.
Ahora, Jacaré, ya sabemos que también pues es un peleador fuerte arriba y también en el piso. ¿Cómo es que te prepara con este tipo oponente, como Jacaré?
Bueno, ya nosotros nos hemos preparado con mucho tiempo, ya que esta pelea se ha caído como unas 3-4 veces, si no más. Uh-huh. Y nada, muy enfocado, muy tranquilo, siempre confiando en Dios, y también muy enfocado estamos muy excited, ¿entiendes? Con pelear en esta cartelera que va a ser indiscutiblemente una cartelera para la historia. Entonces estamos muy trabajando, muy enfocado.
Y Joel, esta pelea ya tenía que pasar dos veces antes, pero una vez tú te lesionaste, él se lesionó también. ¿Cree que esta pelea?
Se ha caído tres veces.
Ajá, tres veces, perdón.
Que la primera se lastimó.
Ajá.
La segunda me lastimé yo y después la tercera, cuando iba a pelear, sí, esta es la tercera.
Sí, la tercera vez, sí. Pero cree.
Entonces, la segunda, yo me lastimé y dije que él esperara conmigo, no quiso esperar conmigo y perdió, ¿entiendes?
¿Cree decir que, como es la vida, cree que esta es la buena oportunidad para ti para pelear, que las cosas pasaron como pasaron y como debían de pensar, que ahora estás más preparado para como un oponente como Jacaré?
No, solamente porque soy un oponente como Jacaré, ya te dije, he enfrentado a Dios, que es tremendísimo peleador también, he enfrentado a Kennedy, que también enfrentó a Jacaré, que también es tremendo peleador, y ¿qué te diría? Que yo siempre digo que todas las cosas suceden porque Dios las ha manejado de una forma estratégicamente placentera y que él es el que está manejando mi carrera deportiva. Dios es mi principal manager. Ese es mi principal manager, es Dios. Y no pasaron las cosas con anterioridad porque Dios no lo dice.
Y Joel, ya, bueno, con las relaciones de Cuba y los Estados Unidos, se ven que hay cubanos que han venido aquí a entrenar artes marciales mixtas y están practicando o entrenando en Cuba. ¿Qué piensa del futuro de los cubanos, ya que tú tal vez podrías ser un día el primer campeón en las artes marciales mixtas como un cubano, ¿no?, representando a la isla?
Bueno, sí, no solamente en Cuba, en casi toda Latinoamérica ya se practica las artes marciales, ¿no? Uh-huh. Las artes marciales mixtas, y Cuba ha sido uno de los países que se ha impulsionado también, y creo que sí, que sería de gran bendición, de muy bueno para el país, de que peleadores de la magnitud, ya que los cubanos son personas aguerridas, como nos caracterizan a nosotros los latinos, somos personas aguerridas, bien competitivas, y creo que sería de algo muy muy bonito, muy bueno, para que se vieran más peleadores cubanos, llegando tanto cualquiera otra organización como la UFC.
Pero no hay, recién desde que saliste no ha visitado a Cuba, o ha visitado ya, o ha tenido la oportunidad.
Todavía no. ¿Te
prestar así un día tal vez dar un seminario o entrenar a estos jóvenes cubanos allá en la isla un poco de tu experiencia?
Pues claro, a mí me encantaría, eso me daría de orgullo, de satisfacción. Muchos sentimientos vendrían a mí, ¿me entiendes? Me sentiría muy 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 privilegiado, y era que muy privilegiado en poder dar un seminario o participar en un UFC en Cuba.
Bueno, yo le quería añadir algo, ya que te acerca con esta pelea con Jacaré, una cartelera grandísima el diciembre 12 en la UFC 194. ¿Le quería mandar un mensaje a los latinos? O
sí, claro, que estén mirando esa cartelera de UFC 194, que va a ser una cartelera para la historia, ya que van a pelear muchísimos peleadores con tremendo nivel, como es la pelea de Conor McGregor y Oscar, que va a ser fenomenal. La pelea de Luke Robert Wyman, la Mula y Jacaré, y otros peleadores más, eso va a ser una explosión. Y que toda la fanaticada latina y de las artes marciales mixtas estén ahí apoyándonos ahí. Dios me lo bendiga muchísimo.
Saludos, Joel, y muchas gracias.
Welcome to MMA Showdown, and boy, are we pumped. George, we have 3 fight cards from the UFC this week, starting on Thursday on UFC Fight Pass. Friday, you got Edgar and Mendes going at it on Fox Sports. And then you have the big pay-per-view, a historic pay-per-view, UFC 194, Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo. The featherweight title will be finally unified. It's a fight that we have been waiting for, irking for. And now, could it be possible that Jose Aldo, for once, shows up to the octagon and shows what he's really made of and shuts Conor McGregor down to the floor? We don't know yet. Conor McGregor, I gotta admit, he is backing up a lot of the stuff that he says, but I gotta tell you, there's a reason why Jose Aldo is just one fight away of becoming the best pound-for-pound fighter in mixed martial arts, George.
Well, Mr. Roman, you were quoting the same thing when I kept on predicting that Holly Holm was going to walk out as the winner of that fight. You know, and you kept on saying, oh, no, but Ronda Rousey is the best, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? Holly Holm came out winning. Again, my prediction still stays. I'm saying that Conor McGregor will put Jose Aldo in his place come that pay-per-view, and I'm going to get another prediction win.
Let's really talk about this stuff. Jose Aldo, the Ronda Rousey, the Holy Hom. I mean, I even said it. I was rooting for Ronda Rousey. I said that she was, I thought that she was going to be fighting in a smart way. Obviously, she did not. That's the reason why she got knocked out. But Jose Aldo is a person who has over 20 fights under his belt, has way more experience than Conor McGregor, is an animal on the floor, although we haven't seen it in the UFC, but he is an animal on the floor, except for that one time that he was challenged by a former opponent. And actually, he was the only one, Gamborian, who wrestled him down. But regardless, Gamborian couldn't really do anything. All he did was just wrestle him down, because Jose Aldo's jiu-jitsu is really top-notch. But when it comes to the stand-up game, George, Jose Aldo is at another level. Here's the difference between Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo. Sure, Conor McGregor has good stand-up game. I'm not going to take anything away from him, but he is very flashy, and those flashy moves could cause you to get knocked out. Talking about Jose Aldo, the guy is very technical, fierce, powerful, and when he lands a strike, he lands a strike. This is not just a little touch on the nerve. This thing is going to take you out. And that's the reason why Jose Aldo is going to fight. He's going to let Conor McGregor do his little leprechaun dancing and is going to go for the attack just when a shark smells blood. That's why I have my money on Jose Aldo, and he retains or actually unifies the belt and becomes the best pound-for-pound fighter.
Let's make a little wager here, Mr. Roman. How about that? A little friendly wager between you and I. You game? Okay. If Conor McGregor wins, you're hearing it live here on the Roman Show. For 1 week only, I will host the Roman Show.
Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor, I choose Aldo, you choose McGregor. Winner gets to host the show the following week. Game. Yep. It's on the record. Let's go ahead and move forward to more topics. Obviously, you got the Chris Weidman versus Luke Rockhold. That's going to be a good, interesting fight. But, that's actually a very close one, to be honest, George, because Weidman, he is undefeated. But Rockhold has good hands. He has good hands just like Weidman. Obviously, Weidman has a little bit of a more on the wrestling side. But that's going to be an interesting matchup. But I will tell you this, George. I am really looking forward to Yoel Romero, who's going to be on the show here in just a few, versus Ronaldo Jacare Sosa. Those two are just beast. Jacare is an animal on the floor. If Yoel goes to the floor, he's pretty much dead meat. But if both of these guys stay standing, I really don't know who to choose, because both these guys are fierce. Both these guys are powerful. Anyone can take it. And the winner of this will fight the winner of Weidman and Rockhold for the title, the middleweight title. So, George, I can go down the list of that pay-per-view card, and every fight literally is just awesome. And previously, right before the fight card, you're going to be able to see some free fights on UFC Fight Pass and on Fox Sports.
Well, that pay-per-view card is just stacked, so I cannot wait to actually witness it personally.
And, well, she actually shared some words after that devastating loss against Holly Holm, losing her title. She says that her rematch against Holm will possibly define her career. If she loses, she retires. If she wins, she will continue. George, I know what you're going to say. I know Holly Holm was a better fighter than Ronda Rousey, hands down, no doubt. That's why she won. She's better at her stand-up game, at her Muay Thai. That's why she ended up defeating Ronda Rousey. But we can't take nothing away from Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey put MMA at another level, and she didn't do what Brock Lesnar did. Brock Lesnar already came with that following. Ronda Rousey created the following while being a mixed martial artist. Now, is this something that we're going to see in the future in MMA, you think? Because here we have, just like we've seen in professional wrestling, here we have Ronda Rousey, who made a name for herself as the baddest woman in the world by knocking people out. And then, all of a sudden, she has all these phone calls from movie directors to appear in Hollywood movies. So, I got to tell you, she's less than 30 years old, about 2 years, 3 years shy from being 30. In phenomenal shape, looks great, pretty, wonderful. Listen, I think it's a smart move for Ronda Rousey. If she retires, she gets knocked out, or she loses for whatever reason against Holly Holm, I think it's a wise decision on her end. She's already made it, business-wise.
Yeah, there's nothing else that she needs to prove, you know, in the UFC. Even if she continued, there's nothing else she needs to prove, because her career has already defined her. You know, she's already been made, is what I'm trying to, you know, back you up with. You know, her career is already where it needs to be. It can't get any higher. You know, for Christ's sake, movies want her. The WWE wants her. You know, what more can you possibly want out of your life right now?
Great decision for Rousey. But I will tell you this. She's not changing her coach. She said that the same coach that had been training her for the previous years will continue to prepare her for the Holy Hom. Personally, I think that's a bad idea. She should go to someone else. You know, if it doesn't work right, well, try something new. But that is her decision. We will see when that rematch happens. Perhaps maybe UFC 200. Moving forward, CM Punk. Everyone's anticipating his debut inside the Octagon. Dana White said that the UFC is in search of an opponent. In fact, Dana White is searching on this reality show. He's going to have a reality show where they are choosing the next contender or fighter for the UFC. The one he chooses, or the one that the UFC chooses, will more than likely fight CM Punk. But other individuals have stepped up and said, hey, I can do the favor for you. I will fight them. One of them is Chris Lieben, who retired. And Chris Lieben is a veteran. He's been in the game for a while. He got out of the game, though. I mean, the guy, he fought like three fights, I think, like in less than 2 months. Some wild number like that. But Chris Lieben is a guy that has stepped up to say, hey, I'll take on you, CM Punk. George, what a disaster would it be if CM Punk gets knocked out in less than a minute in his debut?
Listen, if CM Punk gets knocked out, I'll be the first one laughing. Because this is a guy who was throwing lawsuits, complaining that the WWE was, you know, overstressing his body, and the list goes on and on, to only enter a sport that's even double as dangerous. Now, I'm not calling wrestling not dangerous, okay? Because it's equally. But, you know, to enter a different sport that's even more dangerous, okay? I would love to see Chris Lieben, you know, knock out CM Punk in less than a minute. I would love it.
People are rooting for someone to knock out Chris CM Punk in his debut in the Octagon. But listen, I'm going to be the guy. I'm not going to be a hater. CM Punk, have fun in the Octagon. I hope you do. I do hope you win somehow, some way. I know that you've been training jiu-jitsu for I don't know how many years. But, again, jiu-jitsu is not going to get you anywhere in mixed martial arts. If you want to do jiu-jitsu, go to Abu Dhabi and train.
Yeah, but hold on. Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there because I saw you credit CM Punk for training in ninjutsu or whatever for a couple of years. One thing is to train, okay, Mr. Roman. Another thing is when it's time to face the Piper. Okay.
You know, being an expert in jiu-jitsu is not also going to make you a badass mixed martial artist. That is why the sport is called mixed martial arts. It's not just one martial art. You got to at least know a little bit of each and every single one of them. That is what makes you an all-around complete fighter. George, this pretty much wraps up MMA Showdown. Always a pleasure to have you here on the show, man. And looking forward to, again, on Thursday, December 12th, Brian Knobbs, Jimmy Hart, and the Roman Show gang out there. And January 23rd, George will be out there. Please don't wear those silly jackets and hats and all these crazy stuff that you wear. Come on, man. This is 2015, George.
Listen, I'm just thankful that the Roman Show was able to give me a funding for my own assistant.
Can't wait to see the assistant slap you in the face. George, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining me here on the Roman Show. We'll catch you next week right here, same Block Talk Radio channel. Guys, I know how hard it is to work year-round, day-long, week-long. Then you come home and you get all this other stress. Well, let Massages in Space take care of you. That's massagesinspace.com. Check them out. They are located in Miami. All you got to do is give them a buzz. And they'll treat your body right. And trust me, you'll walk out like brand new. Massagesinspace.com. Thanks for tuning in to The Roman Show. Don't forget this Thursday, December 10th, 2015 at the Miccosukee Resort and Gaming, 500 Southwest 117th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33194. That is the address to the Miccosukee Resort and Gaming. We start at 7 p.m. We go live to tape at 8 p.m. It's open to the public. Invite whoever the hell you want. Come meet Brian Knobbs, Jimmy Hart, Miccosukee Resort and Gaming. Watch The Roman Show live. We hope to catch you there. There will be some giveaways. Can't wait to see all you guys out there this Thursday, December 10th, at the Miccosukee Resort and Gaming as we get ready to go on the road of Legends of Wrestling as it makes its return at the Miccosukee Resort and Gaming on January 23rd, 2016. Coming out, we'll catch you there. You know what it is. If you haven't been on, you haven't been heard. Thanks for listening to The Roman Show.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.